everybody's going to get a check for $300. $300. Oh, boy. Wait a second. Wait a second. Hang on a second here, Governor. Hang on a second, Governor Bush. Okay. You're saying, man, let me get this shit straight. Because I heard what Gore said. Now I want to listen to what you said. You're saying if I give you my vote, then for 4 years, you can do whatever you want, roll back any fucking law you want, appoint any judicial, federal judge, Supreme Court judge, anybody you want, fucking change all laws in the land. You can do whatever you want for 4 years. But I'm going to get a check for $300 once. Wait a second, Slick. Hang on. I ain't done with you. Come here. Turn it back. Turn it back. Come here. Okay, that's fine, man. I could use that $300. I surely could. I could use it. My family could use it. My neighbors could use it. Our whole town could use it. But what about your rich friends? What about all them millionaire, billionaire friends of yours? They're not going to get any of our money, right? They don't get any money back, do they? Well, no. They actually get millions and millions of dollars back. But I still get my $300. All right, you got my vote, man. Okay. I'm going to buy me a hammock. Hey, wing ding doodly ding ding doo. I'm a dumb motherfucker. Mm-hmm-hmm. And I vote. Woo. That should be a bumper sticker. I'm an ignorant motherfucker who just watches network news and I vote. Mm. Yeah. But I will give Bush credit for one thing, and it's something he deserves credit for. Because, look, I've been slagging him, but let's be fair. I will give him credit for having the courage and the balls to, in the face of dissent and in the face of logic, to still be able to find it within himself to execute retarded people. I think that's, and it's something his dad did, and he's doing it too, and I think it's awesome. I mean, he's obviously got to reconcile with the fact that he's a born-again Christian, which must be very difficult, but he's able to do it, to find the strength within himself to do it. And I couldn't do it, simply because they're fucking retarded. They don't know what's happening to them as they're being led to the execution chair, the electric chair. They think they're going on a ride. That's all they know. They're being led out of the cell, people taking pictures of them. Ha ha, hello, hello, ha, hello. Strapped in the electric chair. Ha ha, seatbelt for my arm. Seatbelt for my leg. Seatbelt for my head. Ha 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 ha. Wait a second, this isn't a ride. And, that's their last thought. This isn't a ride. And then America's a better place. It's truly a better place. I don't even know sometimes when people are executed or retarded people are executed, but I just sort of know it instinctually because I get a little spring to my step. You know what I mean? I don't even have to hear it on the news, but I'm like, hey, wow, is it me or is America a better place now? This is awesome. Yeah. And here's a fact. This is a true fact. Did you know that every time a retarded person is executed, an angel gets its wings? True. Yeah.